Market View on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Money FM 89.3, and today we take a look at the Chinese fixed income space and particularly signs of growing interest with regards to ESG-related bonds in mainland China. Where is the interest coming from and why has it grown so much in recent times? Well, today on Money FM 89.3, we are joined by Mr. Goh Rong Ren, who's a fixed income portfolio manager at Eastspring Investments. He's agreed to take some time out of his schedule to talk to us about what he's seeing in the Chinese fixed income space and what is driving these growing ESG trends that are becoming more and more notable by the day. Rong Ren, thank you so much for joining us. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are still safe and in good health during these times. And welcome back to the show, sir. It has been a while.
Yes. Hi, JP. Thanks for having me back on your program.
All right. So, Rong Ren, before we dive into these ESG trends in the Chinese fixed income space that you've noted, can you talk to us about China's bond markets, particularly context regarding how quickly it's grown to become the world's second largest bond market just next to the United States? Talk to us about how rapid the expansion has been and just how vast this bond market is out in mainland China.
Yeah, so certainly I will do that. So the growth of the Chinese bond markets has basically tracked China's own impressive economic growth over the past two decades. So just over the last 20 years, we all know that China's GDP has grown 14-fold, and this is actually partly fueled by the explosion of debt in the country. So according to Bloomberg's data, China corporate debt is as a percentage of GDP increased from around 100% of GDP in the early 2000s to just over 200% at the end of 2020. So essentially what has happened is that Chinese corporates capitalized on cheap funding made available by authorities post GFC 08, and they borrowed very heavily to invest and expand productive capacity over this period. And with onshore liquidity conditions being extremely flush, Chinese issuers have actually found it extremely easy to attract investors to fund their borrowings. And this in turn has facilitated the explosive growth of the Chinese bond market. Mm-hmm. So as of the end of 2020, the size of the onshore corporate bond market is about US $5.8 trillion, or this is just under half of the size of the Chinese economy.
So, Rowan, in our last interview, you did mention that there were notable trends towards ESG or environmental sustainability and governance related bonds out in China. Can you help us understand why this is picking up in popularity, where the trends are coming from, and where the interest in Chinese ESG bonds actually is originating? Why is interest basically picking up in ESG out in China, and how notable or momentous is the interest based on what you're seeing?
Yeah, certainly I can. So I think over in China, there is this growing recognition amongst policymakers that unbridled growth imposes very steep environmental costs. I mean, you just look at the poor air quality that residents of Beijing experience on a regular basis. So as China's growth actually enters a more mature phase, there is a need for this growth to be more sustainable in the long term. What this means is that ESG concerns will need to be addressed promptly, especially for the trillions of investments that will come through in the following decade. Be it for infrastructure, for buildings, for transportation, etc. And by virtue of being Asia's largest and fastest growing economy, China naturally becomes a focal point for ESG-related investments. So let's take two major ESG trends as an example. As the world's largest user of fossil fuels, the transition to renewable sources of energy is most relevant to China. Secondly, as the world's largest automotive market, the transition to electric vehicles is also more applicable to Chinese automakers than anywhere else. So Chinese companies are actually deeply involved in both of the sectors which I've just described to you. And these companies service Asia's largest consumer market. So there is natural investor interest in the bonds issued by the companies involved in the ESG-related space.
Mm-hmm. Rongren, okay, so here's my question. Is the interest in ESG bonds coming down more because of the commitment of Beijing to meet certain sustainability pledges like carbon neutrality, for instance? Or is there actual evidence that ESG bonds in China do outperform other peers?
Okay, so my opinion on this is that, you know, I do not necessarily think that ESG bonds actually improve the bond performance in general, but the focus on ESG bonds, right, particularly in China's case, right, certainly shines the spotlight on ESG sector opportunities within this space. So as we all know, investors all over the world are looking to green their portfolios right now. So the demand for ESG assets has never been stronger than what we are experiencing now. And because of this, right, bonds with an ESG angle will certainly do well, or perhaps even do better than that of conventional bonds. So this trend, right, is not specific to ESG-related bonds in China, but regionally as well, as we have observed in Singapore, in Korea, and in India as well. But that being said, right, as I mentioned to you earlier just now, China is also in the spotlight because Chinese companies are the biggest issuers of bonds in the region. So they naturally command the biggest attention and interest from international investors. So to what you asked just now about, you know, Chinese policymakers providing the impetus and initiatives, right, for ESG-related investments in Singapore, in China, it certainly applies. It definitely helps that China has made this carbon neutrality commitment. From a regulatory perspective, what this means is that Chinese companies will have to fall in line to support the central government's environmental objectives. This will certainly provide fresh impetus to green initiatives amongst the Chinese corporates. And what this also means is that we will likely see more ESG-related bonds emerge out of China as part of their broader green financing plans.
We're still speaking here to Mr. Guo Rongren, who's a fixed income portfolio manager at Eastspring Investments here on Money FM 89.3. Here's my follow-up, though, Rongren. Are there any sectors that are showing more inclination towards adopting ESG in terms of bond issuances versus other sectors out in China? Are you seeing trends where certain sectors are issuing more ESG bonds versus others?
Yeah, most definitely. So sectors that have taken the lead in this ESG movement, they include bonds issued to finance green transportation, for example. You know, we are talking about companies that are building railway lines, electric railway lines, energy-efficient railway lines. And also in the China property development space, we have seen a flurry of green bond issuances from property developers to fund energy-efficient buildings. So I would say in terms of transportation, real estate development, these are two early adopters of ESG principles and green financing initiatives.
So Rongren, here's my question. If investors are interested in Chinese ESG bonds, how might they get more direct exposure to these? And can Eastspring give them these opportunities? Can you talk to us about how they might actually be able to add Chinese ESG bonds should an investor who's listening to us right now be interested?
Yeah, so more generally towards access to China onshore bonds. So from the perspective of institutional investors can access Chinese bonds through two investment routes. They're known as CIBM and Bond Connect. There are slight differences between the two access routes, but they both provide offshore investors access to onshore bonds. Retail investors do not actually have direct access to China onshore bonds, unfortunately. And typically, they will need to actually invest through a fund format from an asset manager like Eastspring. So in terms of what we have done for our clients over the past 1 to 2 years, given the emergent interest in Chinese onshore bonds, not just specific to ESG-related bonds, but China onshore bonds in general, Eastspring actually launched its dedicated onshore China bond strategy back in early 2020. This strategy actually invests in a combination of Chinese government bonds as well as high-quality onshore corporates, and some of which would actually incorporate some ESG considerations when we do decide what credits we want to include within our portfolios. And this strategy has actually seen strong interest from investors since inception.
Now, since we spoke, though, Rongren, more bond defaults have picked up in China, for instance, and regulators have also increased their calls for banks to rein in leverage and also curtail loan growth to try and stabilize the system there. It seems that Beijing might not be so inclined to bail out the troubled companies as they have in the past, and we've seen concerns actually ripple through the bond space. Spreads, for instance, starting to pick up. Is this something that will be a short-term drag on Chinese bonds, and will this eventually see long-term gains or quality improvement once the deleveraging is completed? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, so I think regulators in China are really trying to prevent a boom-bust cycle from building, just like the ones we saw in Japan in the 1990s, followed by the US in the 2000s. Thus, we have actually seen consistent efforts since 2016 to delever the economy, especially after the quick build-up of debt post-GFC 08, which I mentioned to you earlier. These deleveraging efforts have been ongoing, except that it had been delayed in 2020 amidst this COVID-19 pandemic to tide the economy through this difficult period. As a result of this, defaults, which would have happened last year, have been pushed back to this year, particularly as extreme policy support gets withdrawn. So the higher bond defaults that we have seen in 2021 this year is therefore to be expected. Investors are naturally more cautious in such an environment. So you are right that in the near term, they are going to demand greater risk premium when investing in these markets, and this is going to cause a drag on, you know, near-term performance of Chinese assets, including Chinese bonds. But that being said, I would also add that defaults are also an important part of price discovery in bond markets. It allows for the differentiation between weak and strong names, and in the long term, it does promote efficient pricing and allocation of capital. This should eventually benefit bond investors, even if it inflicts near-term pain for some of us who are existing investors of Chinese bonds. So I should also stress at this point, right, that in an environment such as this, where there is general caution and there are increasing defaults ongoing, credit selection and active management of the credit fund invested in this space is key to good performance.
Mr. Goh Rong Ren, Fixed Income Portfolio Manager at Eastspring Investments, thank you so much for joining today on Money FM 89.3 to talk about the various trends, particularly the ESG trends that we're seeing in the Chinese fixed income space and how investors who are interested can possibly participate or gain exposure to it. As always, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these times, sir, and we look forward to the next time you can join us on the broadcast. Meanwhile, stay safe and stay dry this Thursday afternoon. Cheers.
Thank you, JP.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.